Okay, so we're continuing with the prelude. We've been focusing on this second part, the content of the course. And I had one correction I wanted to make from what I was talking about last week. And it got me into looking at the section in the clarification of terms. And I thought we might take a little bit more of a look at that too, because you can see where what Ken has laid out with the chart. There's some things that are described there in the clarification of terms and under mind spirit that are very well. You can see, as I say, you can see where the chart has come from. But the correction I wanted to make was I had said last week that spirit, as the course uses the term, is above the purple line at the top of the chart. That's heaven. That's our reality. We're created as spirit. And I did say that soul, I said, as it's usually talked about, would not be the same as spirit. Soul would be more like, I said, more like the decision maker, which is really it's the son of God asleep. But I went back. I had wanted to double check, and I went back and I looked, and I realized that Jesus does say something a little different. So I wanted to say correct what I had said. He does refer to, let me see if I can find out where it is, but he does say that. Oh yeah, here it is. It's on page 79. For those of you who have your books, 79 in the clarification of terms, at the end of the book, after the manual for teachers. It's in paragraph 3 that he says this. And I'll just read it. He says, "Spirit is the part that is still in contact with God through the Holy Spirit, who abides in this part, but sees the other part as well." Okay, so spirit is above the purple line. Holy Spirit is in this part, but is still in contact with spirit, our true reality.